It's officially Monday, 6:39, and I thought this morning we would talk about words. We would talk about meanings. We would talk about exactly how to pronounce certain things, and, well, we may be
the seven words you can't say on the radio?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Good gravy sakes alive. No, we can't do that.
Although some of those words have become okay for TV these days. George Carlin would get away with some of those words today on regular TV.
Like what words, Tom? What words? What words would he be able to
get? I think about half the list, as a matter of fact.
Mm, I don't know about that.
There are still some of the seven are still radioactive.
I like to watch Top Gear from BBC America.
Uh-huh.
All right, the UK version of Top Gear.
Right.
Far better than what they tried here in the United States. And the S word flies.
Oh yeah.
And they bleep out other things that we would let, you know, they bleep out other things, but the S word, they just let it fly. And is in Britain, is the S word not considered to be your standard everyday cuss word offensive, or is
they pronounce it differently over there too, right? No,
oh no, no. You're thinking
they don't add an E to the end.
Well, you're thinking
the Irish do it differently.
It would rhyme with flight.
Yes.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, and I get around it by calling it Shiite.
Okay.
They have curse words that are not commonly used here.
Yes.
That would be cool to spend like a summer in England or Ireland and be able to insult people here. They'd have no idea what you're saying.
I said something to somebody a long time ago. I can't remember what I called it. Anyway, I got an immediate phone call from somebody who lived in Britain. I can't believe you said that.
Why?
That is so offensive. That means, and I'm like, you can't say what it means. I'll have to bleep you.
They use the term bloody in England all the time, and that apparently is, over there it means much, it's a much bigger insult over there than it is here.
Exactly. So let us now just go on with what I had intended before we go down a bad line.
Okay.
Here are 10 words that you may be mispronouncing. Are you ready?
Sure.
A lot of people say mischievous. It's supposed to be mischievous.
You say potato, I say potato.
Okay, you want to... You keep saying it the way you do it. You keep saying mischievous. It's supposed to be mischievous. And I will tell you right now, I'm pretty much always go mischievous. I very rarely say mischievous because mischievous sounds a bit pompous. Mischievous sounds like you're doing something fun.
You know what? I think that's one of those words where I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
Are there some of these words where you could go both ways?
A lot of people think that the when you go to a certain restaurant, it's chipotle or chipotle, but it's actually chipotle. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
All right. So it's chipotle, not chipotle.
Well, now that that's been added to like the Taco Bell menu, mm-hmm. I think they're saying it right in their commercial. So now we'll all fall into line.
Often rhymes with soften. Do not say often.
The T is silent.
The T is silent. So it's often, not often.
Like Django Unchained.
You're going to be the language. Silent. You're going to be the language police here this morning. Really?
This is just coming out from an article that says if you are interacting, especially if you're interacting with a new group of people, it helps you to be more confident. It helps you to relate to people a little better and establish yourself when you have certain words that you know how to pronounce them correctly. When you're going into an interview sometimes, if you're in a high-stress, high-pressure situation, sometimes saying things improperly will give somebody else the impression you're a bit of a dullard. All right, so these are some ways to help you stave that off. As an alternative to ice cream, okay, do you like sherbet or sherbet?
There is no second R in sherbet.
It's not sherbet. Sherbet, I'd be happy.
When my kids are having sherbet. It, it's sherbet.
Yes.
When we buy it in the big 3-gallon tub.
The rainbow?
That we have to clean out part of the freezer for. Sherbet.
It's sherbet. There is no second R, like you said. You could be used to calling a certain person a candidate, but it's actually candidate. two D's in there. Not a candidate, but a candidate.
Wouldn't we say it candidate?
Well, you could say candidate, too, sure.
You're deciding if you want to date some until you see Chris Christie, and then it's, hey, baby, you know.
How you doing? I am a candidate, if you know what I'm saying. All right. If you use this word at all, you may be mispronouncing it. It is banal, not banal.
Who says banal? Well, come on. Nobody says banal.
There are some that say, you're so banal. No. I'm anal. Not
anal
banal.
And banal.
Anal and banal. What quite a combination. Mm. All right. And remember, Bobby Brown, it's my prerogative.
Right.
That is inappropriate. It is prerogative. P-R-E.
Well, everybody pronounces that one wrong.
Prerogative. It's pre. P-R-E. Prerogative.
Nobody pronounces the first R.
I know. I'm just helping you out.
Prerogative, because pre means before.
That's correct.
So it's like I'm doing something before I have permission.
There it is.
It's my prerogative.
Prerogative. Now, this one everybody gets wrong, including myself, and I never knew this was the issue. Dr. Seuss. Everyone says Seuss, but according to even the doctor himself, it's supposed to be Seuss.
Oh, nobody pronounces it that way.
He said that, and eventually the doctor himself gave up.
First of all, it's a fake name. So we're pronouncing a fake name wrong.
It's supposed to be Soice. Soice. Chef Boyardee, it was Boyardee, not Boyardee. And even he was like, oh, for crying out loud. These people, they don't get it.
He didn't care. He just laughed all the way to the bank.
Yeah, he even changed the label to make it Boyardee instead of Boyardee. Okay, you go to a nice little Italian restaurant, you get that the toast with the cheese, the tomatoes, and it's like, oh, I love this bruschetta. It's not bruschetta, it's supposed to be bruschetta. But who cares? Bruschetta sounds so pompous. You know, it's like, I'd like some bruschetta, and you know somebody's going to hawk on it when they bring it to your table. Oh, Mr. Pompous guy, you want... But that's the way it's supposed to be. And not bruschetta, but bruschetta. And last but not least, when you download the pictures on your website or you get something on your smartphone, you think, oh, what a cool GIF. No. It's GIF. G-I-F. GIF with a hard G. And there you go. Now, when you go about your day on a Monday, you've got all these great words on how to pronounce them. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll go and take this article, and I'm going to post it on the Facebook page. Seth Mila, WSAU. So that you can share it with all your friends and know how to sound like a pompous
Could you
demon.
Add Marine Corps as a service to the White House? That might be helpful, too.
That segment was pretty banal. I don't know.
Oh, well, you're such an idiot. WSAU, we'll be right back.
I learned a lot of cool words on this. I learned the word stat. Which I know everybody knows what it means because of ER and all the shows, but I didn't know when I started medical school. And they don't teach you these words. You have to figure them out on your own. And I remember the first time I heard the word stat used. I went home, I got my medical dictionary out, and I looked it up. Stat is a Latin word, and it means immediately. Which makes sense, because I know when I want something immediately, I like to switch to a half-dead language that no one else possibly speaks. Thank God the police aren't doing this. We'll see some officer on the stand. Well, Your Honor, the suspect was fleeing, so I pulled out my gun and yelled, "Police! Congelatum!" Which, as we all know, is Latin for freeze. But he kept running, so I shot him.
Well, you did yell congelatum. Case dismissed!
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.